As you just heard, the sturgeon case that will be argued in the U.S. Supreme Court this week is about hovercraft and whether the Park Service can ban them from rivers flowing through Alaska's national parks and preserves. But the case has alarmed a lot of people with no interest in hovercraft. It also splits Alaska Native stakeholders. Some subsistence advocates say a decision for sturgeon could threaten subsistence rights, while Native corporations say if the Park Service wins, it could cripple their ability to develop their own lands. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Aside from the actual parties, that is, John Sturgeon and the National Park Service, 10 other groups have written briefs telling the Supreme Court how much they have riding on the case. Chief among them, the state of Alaska, which is backing sturgeon. Longstanding federal law says states own the land under navigable waters, like the Nation River, where park rangers confronted sturgeon. Governor Bill Walker says the feds shouldn't infringe on state sovereignty.
Our waterways are our waterways. What's under our waterways is our land, whatnot. So it's an important case.
The state's lawyers argue that because the state owns the riverbed, it also has the power to regulate what happens in the waters above. And the governor says river transportation is vital.
When half of your state or over half, 60% of your state is we're having challenges getting access to, that's a pretty significant handicap we have. So really that has a lot to do with access to me.
Two coalitions of Native corporations are also supporting sturgeon. 18 million acres of the land within Alaska's federal conservation units are Native corporation inholdings. These are islands of private land within the borders of parks and preserves. Lower court rulings in favor of the feds would allow the Park Service to impose a lot of its regulations on these inholdings.
This was never part of the deal of ANILCA.
That's Doyon CEO Aaron Schutt referring to the landmark 1980 law that expanded parks and refuges across Alaska. Schutt says Doyon, the Native Corporation for the Interior, has about 2 million acres within federal conservation units.
We are inholders only because these conservation units were placed around our lands. We were not inholders in our own country in Interior Alaska by choice.
ANILCA is a package of compromises, and Schutt says if the Park Service wins, it would undo the law's key promise to inholders.
The deal was we would be able to have economic development, hunting and fishing opportunities free from national conservation unit regulations.
But the way the lower courts interpreted a key paragraph of ANILCA in favor of the Park Service, the agency's power would spread well beyond rivers onto Native corporation and state inholdings.
That's what's most problematic, and that's what got people very concerned and frankly alarmed.
Attorney John Katchen filed a brief supporting sturgeon on behalf of Alaska's congressional delegation.
Right now, they haven't done this, but the Park Service has the authority to say to a Native corporation, you can't build a lodge on your lands. You can't build a trail. You can't do berry picking. You can't land a plane. If the Ninth Circuit's decision in sturgeon doesn't get overturned, they will have that authority.
The concern that the Park Service would extend its reach is not just hypothetical. Last year, the Park Service proposed new national oil and gas regulations. The agency wrote that they'd apply to non-federal land within park boundaries in Alaska, too, because the Ninth Circuit's ruling against sturgeon allows it. Most of the friend of the court briefs are stacked up on sturgeon's side. But conservation groups wrote one supporting the Park Service. So did attorney Bob Anderson on behalf of subsistence users. Anderson, who represented elder Katie John in a milestone subsistence case, says if sturgeon wins, the federal subsistence priority disappears for rivers across the state.
If those arguments are taken at face value and endorsed by the Supreme Court, that could result in the overturning of the Katie John decision, which the Native community has fought for over 25 years.
Anderson says the court's decision should only affect rivers, not land, and he doesn't think the state's ownership of the river beds gives it final say in activity above them.
Yes, absolutely. The state has a presumptive ownership of submerged land, the actual bed and banks of the river, but that doesn't mean that they own the water column.
Sturgeon and his allies say the court can decide this case in favor of Sturgeon without touching the Katie John decision because subsistence has special significance in ANILCA. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.